It's Monday, May 9th, 2016. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This time, let me introduce the band members one by one.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great way to open up this here episode of the show. Right back there, a band from London. They're called Tellyman, and that song's called Mainline. Came off their not most recent album, but their album before most recent called Breakfast. And I'd never heard of Tellyman, which is embarrassing because Breakfast is so good. That is like such a strong record. And Mainline duking it out for best song on the record with Skeleton Dance and others. There's some really great songs on that record. You should just pick it up right now before I even go on. But maybe you shouldn't, because I'm about to tell you about their newest album that just came out. It's called Brilliant Sanity. And since I'd never heard of them, I wanted to put on stuff from both albums. I have to thank longtime listener of the show, friend of the show, Graham McCary from Glasgow, who told me about them recently. And I feel ashamed that I didn't know about them because they're that great. It's made up from the scraps of the band Pete and the Pirates. Mostly, it's basically Pete and the Pirates. But to me, they kind of remind me of James a little. And I just think they're super, super, super duper good. So we're going to hear two more songs off their new record, Brilliant Sanity. We're going to hear Glory Hallelujah, the best song ever, followed by Tangerine. Super good stuff. You're going to like this if you like my show. Okay, here we go. Without further ado, Teleman right now on The Sounds of My Head. Standing right behind.
Thank you for Aliens natural?
Sure, all technology's natural. Look, God equals humans divided by nature plus aliens.
Sorry for someone else's plan. Vengefully dissected the woman from the man. By being held when someone else reached out his hand. It's good to see you on the face of someone who I know. Twice improved your name, but now you can't grow old. Your wind is cool with fever and decay. People like us get married every day. Now I'm feeling sorry for everyone you know. When they lose your way or occupy your home, don't they wish they could send you packing but had to pay your toll? Switching cages, and I need your ego glue. We're in a world that runs on worlds, and I'm some cannibal for you. I don't believe that you broke everything. I just believe each man is a lost king. And I'm feeling sorry for someone else's plan.
You told me that you spent 30,000 space bucks on cocaine.
I only take cocaine to go to Brooklyn. Besides, it helps me phone in the blues.
Are you interested in music? Can you like to walk in town? You're known to act average, but on weekends you act out. Do you live in San Diego? Do you like to laugh at jokes? Do you dabble in pop culture? And your parents have a child. And your parents have a child.
I am interested in music.
Diego.
The lamp connects to a frequency of Wi-Fi that mushrooms tap into. Fungus is a space-age material.
So the lamp is basically a mushroom.
Even Jesus was a little bit of a mushroom. And at Nintendo, we've been developing digital mushrooms for quite some time. Within 100 years, assuming we live in an average universe, humans will be contacted by aliens. And during that time, we'll have evolved ourselves into a technofungal insect species.
Nose cannot smell an eyeball, but eyes can feel a nose. Mystics say the Bible is God wearing paper clothes. Don't you want to sit in a high chair, climb up the gravity stairs? Don't you want to sit in a high, high chair where time cannot interfere? Jesus was a baby, Adam had sex with Eve. When you make a baby, you spray your geometry. When you have a baby, you're giving birth to me. Arms are too short, the legs are too wide, and time is just a fantasy. I'm polluting the game. Time can be an anarchist. Time can be a chair. Some people try to kill me, but there's no death inside of there. You can go for a flying rug ride off the scale of the map. The lamp is five-dimensional. Chair is made of wax.
Oh,
All right, time to catch up. After Teleman back there, we heard three songs by Adam Green. The one, the only Adam Green from the Moldy Peaches, and of course, Adam Green and Binky Shapiro. He's got a new soundtrack to his film Aladdin, which he wrote and directed and stars in and composed all the music for. It's, you know, kind of an art piece, that film. I actually went to an art opening for the film. They weren't playing the film at the opening. They just had props that he'd made from it there. And then they were screening like a making of, which it was so loud you like couldn't hear any of the talking in the making of. So it was really not very helpful. But yeah, you know, it's fun, I guess. I haven't seen the movie. I have to say, it didn't look like something I would want to see based on the trailer. I was like, wow, that's going to be an unwatchable film. But the soundtrack, it has little sound clips from the movie, which you might have heard some back there. And they make me totally want to see the movie. So I'm still holding out that I'm going to see that eventually. But in the interim, you can get that there soundtrack. And it's, of course, very good because it's Adam Green. And mostly short songs and fun stuff. Love it. Can't go wrong with Adam Green. After Adam Green, we heard La Lingua. They're from Los Angeles, California. Super duper quality goodness. All they've got out is one EP called Tears in My Milkshake. But it is a great EP. It only has three tracks. And you heard two of them. The two best ones. We heard Love You All the Time and 9 to 5, both super great. Look forward to all future releases from La Lingua if that Tears in My Milkshake EP is anything representative of what they're going to be churning out in the future. Okay, up next, a band from Oakland, California. They're called Shannon and the Clams, and they do awesome 60s garage rock sounding stuff that I just adore. It kind of reminds me of Kitty Daisy and Lewis, and they've got a newish record called Gone by the Dawn. We're going to hear a couple tracks from it. First, Point of Being Right, and then How Long. Both are great songs. If you like this, check out this album and their previous, because you will enjoy it all immensely. Here we go. Without further ado, Shannon and the Clams, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
In my brain.
Let's catch up one last time. After Shannon and the Clams back there, we heard a band from Manchester, England. They're called Horse Beach. And man, Horse Beach, what a creative name. I'm just kidding. It's not at all creative. I feel like these indie rock bands, they really got to get their act together with naming themselves, because you got just beach this and deer that. I just feel like there's more things than bears, deer, horses, and beaches. You know, it's like, I don't know, mix it up, guys. Anyway, I want to thank Laurent, who actually told me about Horse Beach actually quite a while ago, but I never put him on the show, and now they got a new record. He told me about their old record, but they have a new record. It's called Number 2, and we heard two tracks from it. First, we heard Disappear, and then we heard Midnight Part 2. Both are super strong. I think those are the best songs on the record. And if you like those, then you should check out all the stuff by them, because it's pretty much exactly all like that, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's kind of like they're about as original as their name, which is to say it's totally good, but just not super original. I like it, though, so I don't want to crap on it too much. I feel like I'm being too negative. I don't want to be too negative. I was, you know, ragging on their name, and now I'm saying they're not that creative. It's a, you know what? It's pretty good music. Just go check it out. I'm gonna back off my negativity. Sorry if I was being too down. Okay, after Horse Beach, we heard She Devils. They're from Montreal, Quebec, up there yonder in Canada, and that came from their She Devils EP. The song is called Where There's No One. It's a really strong song. I like that one quite a bit. I hope they release more stuff, and it's all that good. Okay, finishing up this here episode of the show, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, they're back. They have a new album. It's called Persona, or Person A. I'm not sure which way. I think they want you to not know how to say it. And it's pretty much like a forgettable record. I'm sad to say, it's not, you know, I feel like it was almost like a contractual obligation or something. It's basically that one good song on it. It's called No Love Like Yours, and we're going to hear it right now. I think they know it's the best song on an otherwise pretty forgettable record. But again, I feel like I'm being too negative. You know what? If you like Edward Sharp and Magnetic Zeros, just discount all of my negativity and enjoy this one song, because it's pretty good. So here we go. No Love Like Yours, finishing up this year's episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Don't know my attitude, don't know a thing or two. Ain't sure about my name, don't know my style. Don't know the dictionary, don't know what clothes to wear. I'm just in love with you, I don't know love, no love.
Does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this time was Song for Lindy by Fatboy Slim, Slim See a Girl, the Aloof remix by Mono, and of course June by Horse Beach. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about, including where to follow me on Spotify. And I don't do anything on Spotify really, except I publish all the songs I play on the show into playlists. So that way you don't have to listen to me talk. Can avoid all my negativity. You could just like, boom, here's the songs he's playing on the show. You'll find them all in Spotify. I think everything on this week's episode is in Spotify, in fact, so extra good in that regard. You can also follow me on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of the show.